Visit to the Blessed Sacrament from the writings of St. Peter Julian Aimard. Jesus Christ is working in his hidden state at the task of my sanctification. In order to become a saint, I must conquer pride and replace it with humility. In the Eucharist, Jesus gives me the example and the grace of humility. He is the one who uttered these words, "Learn of me that I am meek and humble of heart." But humility would have been little better than a name during the last 18 centuries if our Lord had left us only the memory of the examples of his mortal life. We could say, and with reason, "But Lord, I have not seen thee humbled." Well then, Jesus Christ is there to answer our excuses, our complaints. The words, "Learn of me that I am meek and humble of heart," come to us in a special way from the tabernacle, from behind the veil of the host. Learn of me to conceal your good works, your virtues, your sacrifices. Come down toward me. The grace of humility is found in the humiliated state of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. What human glory can fear abasing itself, since the King of glory abases himself so much? What rich man will not prize the lovable poverty of Jesus' hostia? Who will refuse to obey God and those who represent him when God himself obeys man? Spiritual Communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Visit to the Blessed Virgin Mary. From the book A Month with Mary, Daily Meditations for a Profound Reform of Heart in the School of Mary, by Don Dolindo Ruotolo. The fourth day. Imagination. Mary speaks. Why do so many hearts that desire perfection rarely attain their objective? How many persons close themselves in silence, abandon the world, seek to free themselves from all that binds the impulses of their heart, and yet they're always the same? Look at a shrub covered with ivy. How beautiful it seems. The woody part is completely hidden. Its leaves seem to be like a head of hair on a green trunk. That plant doesn't bear fruit, however. It doesn't grow. It always remains sterile. Why? The leaves which adorn its trunk are only a parasite. The ivy beautifies the shrub externally, but it also sucks its vital forces and impedes its life. It is necessary that the trunk appears as what it is, namely a trunk, and that the leaves not be the sterile appearance of a plant, but that they be full of flowers and fruit. How many times you also would like to appear beautiful to your own glance. Your imagination deceives you, and you cover your trunk with parasites which seemingly adorn you, but in fact take away your life. A forced and oppressive silence is nothing other than ivy. You are externally silent, but speak all the more internally with your imagination, with outbursts of temper, with so many castles in the air. Get rid of this ivy. If you must converse, do it with great simplicity and preserve your heart recollected in God. Don't dream of doing harsh penances when your heart isn't yet penitent. Don't be negligent and sloppy about your clothing, but be modest and simple. Don't disguise your egotism with the tinsel of piety, but be charitable and good to all. I want from you a gentle, sincere, profound, simple virtue, without ostentation, without vanity, without exaggeration. So many times you dream of martyrdom when you are not capable of benefiting from the daily contrariness which you find in your family. The soul speaks. O my good mother, how many miseries do you not make me discover in my heart? It's true, I'm so fanciful that I believe myself to be immediately a saint when I'm so poor in virtues. Give me a little humility so that the parasites don't attach themselves to the humble and hidden little plants, but to the high trunks. Make my poor heart simple so that I may live only for God. O Mary, free my heart from false virtue. O Jesus, forgive the sins that I don't see in myself. The little work for today, if you want to do an act of virtue and realize that it would make you pleasant in the eyes of others, put off doing it to another time, if possible, when no one will see you and praise you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Our Lady, Virgin most prudent,